here is our recording room, and we wanted to have this because there aren't that many fluent speaking elders left in Ketchikan or in Southeast Alaska for Tlingit, Tsimshian, and Haida. And we want to be sure to get really high-quality recording.
Ketchikan Indian Community's new technical training center has a wing dedicated to language preservation. Almost daily, fluent speakers are recorded either at the center or in their homes, with the goal of not only maintaining an audio record of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian languages, but eventually creating a series of textbooks to teach the Southeast Native languages into the future. KIC also offers beginner classes for each of the area's native languages. The class that's happening now teaches Shimalgyach, the Tsimshian language.
We have learned a lot from trial and error over the last 30 years and all the attempts to preserve language and teach it. Originally, everybody followed the westernized academic method. We tried to teach our native languages the same way that English is taught, but it didn't work.
That's instructor Terry Burr. She says the best way of sharing a language seems to be the tried-and-true method of one-on-one sessions between mentors and students. KIC's language teachers bring that method into the classroom. For example, when a student traditionally comes to visit an elder, they must announce themselves in the native tongue before they can come inside.
So you would hear a knock, knock, knock at the door. If you're the visitor, you would announce yourself. So, or an elder might say from the other side, Nayukwa, who is here? And then you need to announce yourself on the other side of the door. I would say, Terigwa. I can't come in until they tell me, Tsin, Tsin. That's our Tsimshian way of saying come in.
Students in Burr's class go through that exercise each day, taking turns playing the role of mentor and novice. Once they've made it through the door, students practice simple conversation skills with each other, such as, how are you, and I'm fine. Burr also gives cultural context to her students, telling stories that she's heard from elders. She says part of that cultural context is a sense of fun.
In our Tsimshian culture, we're very humorous people, affectionate people, and so we have a lot of laughing. And I think that's another part of distinguishing our teaching style apart from the westernized academic method, is that when we teach, when we're handing down knowledge, there's a lot of heavy responsibilities, but you don't have to do it with a heavy heart.
Burr's students range from the very young to elders. She says the older students often are dormant speakers and recognize words as the class continues. Included in the lessons practiced during a recent class were common animal names.
Who remembers the word for seagull? And that's that deep G. Sounds like you're gurgling.
The students took turns putting together simple sentences using those animals and some new words that Burr had introduced.
So she's saying, this is an eagle in Shimalia. Okay, Shane, come up and pick up, choose an item and make your first sentence.
Shishloigam get gua'a.
Oh, show your friends on this.
Shloigam get gua'a.
Oh, am zeben.
Shak shloigam get gua'a means this is a bus. Student Mary Terry Haldane Kennedy is a Tsimshian, originally from Metlakatla. She sits quietly in class, takes careful notes, and pays close attention to the lessons. She says she often heard Shimalgyach spoken when she was a child. Now, though, it's rare.
Yeah, I think I was very fortunate to hear it, and I understood it, but as time went on, our fluent speakers passed away, and so I heard it less and less. So then the next time I heard it, I'd understand less. And then because it's just, it hasn't been in our communities as much, it's harder to understand.
Kennedy says words often come back to her during class, and she appreciates the opportunity to become familiar again with her people's language.
And so I think more needs to be done to have programs so that we could carry on our language.
The classes are open to everyone, regardless of their ethnic heritage. Burr says beginners don't even have to wait for the next class session. They can come in any day and start learning Shimalgyach. For example, in a single class, this reporter picked up a few things. One, there's a letter called the barred L, which is challenging enough that I'm not going to attempt it here. Two, Metlakatla is called Taguan, which means of the island. And then this great phrase, Ashkadi Anogu Shkut, I don't like spiders. In Ketchikan, I'm Leila Carey.